This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Civilians have been fleeing eastern Ukraine, where Russian and Ukrainian forces have been engaged in a grinding war of attrition. Women, children, and elderly residents departed Friday in a special evacuation train. One person left with her family after shelling reached their neighborhood. She told the Associated Press that their kids were worried all the time and afraid to sleep at night. Russia's military bungled an attempt to overrun Ukraine's capital of Kyiv in the early days of the war and has since shifted its focus to Ukraine's eastern region of coal mines and factories known as the Donbas. The area borders Russia and has been partly controlled by Moscow-backed separatists since 2014. U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking to donors at a Democratic fundraiser in the States, said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky did not want to hear when U.S. intelligence gathered information that Russia was preparing to invade. The remarks came as Biden was talking about his work to rally and solidify support for Ukraine as the war continues into its fourth month. Although Zelensky has inspired people with his leadership during the war, his preparation for the invasion, or lack thereof, has remained a controversial issue. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has stressed American support for Taiwan, suggesting at Asia's premier defense forum that recent Chinese military activity around the self-governing island threatens to change the status quo. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore Saturday, Austin noted a steady increase in provocative and destabilizing military activity near Taiwan, including almost daily military flights near the island by the People's Republic of China. He said, "Our policy has not changed, but unfortunately that does not seem to be true." Austin said Washington remains committed to the One China policy, which recognizes Beijing but allows informal relations and defense ties with Taipei.